Because if you're fairly healthy, you may not notice as much until, of course, you go to the dentist or you go to the doctor and he goes, what are you doing? You know, one of the things that happened with me was my cholesterol dropped over 50 points in the first 5 weeks. And I did not change my diet. And let me tell you guys, I was not eating good at all. I mean it, you know, and I didn't for 5 years. I mean,
congratulations, Line Fighter. Today, you had the courage to open your eyes and face another day. Welcome to Line Voice. We're your hosts, Aaron and Sarah Sanchez. This show's purpose is to help you put the puzzle pieces of Line into place. Each episode is designed to inspire, to educate, and to encourage you on your Line journey to wellness. Together, we will fight. Together, we will heal. And together, we will live.
Wishing your doctors could communicate and come up with a cohesive plan specific to your medical needs and genetics? At Invita Medical Center, they offer a team-style approach, giving you the opportunity to heal. In addition to a commitment of providing radical love and care for their patients, they are strategically located in sunny Arizona because Arizona offers the best integrative medical laws in the country. Call today to speak with one of their patient care coordinators. You can find them online at Invita.com.
Line Voice thanks Invita Medical for the continued support. Please reach them at 1-866-830-4576.
Welcome back to Line Voice, and with me today is Wade Holder. Wade, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. It's an honor and a privilege to work with you and Aaron both.
Awesome. So I have been wanting to do this interview for 5 years. The podcast has only existed for three. But we're going to talk today about alkaline water. And when I was at treatment out at Invita in 2013, getting treated for late stage Lyme, I was on this huge learning curve about health and wellness. I had three primary physicians and massage lymph people and a primary care person that I worked with. As I was there for 2 months and as I continued to get to know them, I found out that all three of them had Kangen machines at their house. That spoke to me on a lot of levels because I was there in crisis, right? I was trying to stay alive or stay alive for a few more years when I went there. And I realized that these people were not in crisis and they were just making these choices. They all owned juicers. They all did colonics. you know, it's part of that profession in that industry. But what spoke to me was that there was value in the water that we drink and it's worth spending money on to have the right type of water. So I have been wanting to talk about alkaline water and have not found the right person. And I met Wade about a month ago and I was like, this is the guy. I've been waiting to talk to him.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. It's a privilege to meet you, and Aaron has just been wonderful in our little store. And so just to kind of give people a little idea of what I do is I have a little water store in our community. We water our community. We help people through numbers of degenerative disease processes. And so what happened with me is a few years ago, the doctor tried to, you know, diagnose me with cancer, and I start doing my research, as like you, Sarah, start digging in, and I'm finding that, man, degenerative diseases thrive in a acidic environment, and they can't necessarily thrive in an alkaline environment. So I'm like, geez, now I need to eat kale five times a day. Well, that's not good.
You were not a kale guy?
I'm not a kale guy. Well, that's not true. If you met my dog, his name's Kale, right?
That's true.
So now I'm a kale guy, but I'm not too much of a kale guy. But so I started doing my research, and I found that through my research, I found that if I could change my water, I could change the way I do my diet. And so because we are 70% plus water, I thought, man, that's the easiest thing for me to do personally than changing my eating habits as well. So I started to hunt out about water, and I started doing research, and I found there are many, many different waters out there, and there are very few that are actually helpful for us. So in that research, I got a hold of an herbologist friend of mine, said, listen, the doctor, you know, is trying to say I have cancer. And I said, I'm not standing on that. And so I said, I need a little bit of help in getting my body alkaline. And they said, come look at this machine we have. We have a machine from Japan. They've been using it for 40 years in Japan to help people with degenerative disease. I said, okay. So I started going down to see these ladies, started picking up alkalized water. And so we're going to talk about what alkalized water versus alkaline water is here in a minute. But so I started to get that water, and it started making huge noticeable changes in me, from even my mental outlook on things through my physical. And so I ended up purchasing a machine, and I started sharing with friends and neighbors and started watching all kinds of results with them also.
Well, and before that, it made such a difference for you that you drove, 45 minutes to your friend's house multiple times a week to get water until you had a machine.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was driving 30 plus miles one way just to get water because it was making such a difference in me.
Well, and since we met Wade a month ago, we have been driving to his water store 5 days a week. Now, thankfully, it's very close to us, but it has made such a huge difference for us as a family, and we'll get into that it's about an hour a day, not quite. It's about 45 minutes to an hour for us to go into the store and fill up, because we go twice. We have to go twice because we fill up twice. But it's made such a huge difference that it's literally on our calendar now. Until we own our own machine, just has made a difference.
Absolutely. And so let's talk about how that can make differences in us. So what I did learn is that there are differences between just alkaline and alkalized, and there's a process. So the machine that we have takes ordinary tap water. We run it through a basic filter. So that pulls chlorine and soda ash and lye and some of those things that the federal government mandate that the city municipalities put in the water. I'm not mad at them for that. I just wish they'd tell us how to get that out, because it's killing our gut flora and such too. But so that it pulls that out. And then after that, it goes across 7 titanium plates that are dipped in platinum, and there's an electrical charge to those plates. When platinum and water come together with electricity introduced, then hydrogen will actually give up an electron. So in the creation of this water, we actually create an antioxidant power in the water. So by hydrogen giving up an electron, making it an available electron in the body, when we consume it, it will help restore and repair free radical damage in our body. So the difference between alkaline and alkalized is exactly what I was talking about there. Alkalized is done through an electrolysis process or an electrical separation process. An alkaline is done through a chemicalization. So usually if you go to the store and buy an alkaline water, they've either ran it through a reverse osmosis system or some sort of distillation. And for many, many years, we thought that was probably one of the best ways to do water, but we found that distilled and or RO water, reverse osmosis water, has now stripped all the life out of that water. So when you consume that water, it actually now causes inflammation in the body as it extracts minerals from your soft tissue to restore what's been taken out of the water. So we found that that water wasn't hydrating our bodies properly. Hmm. So back to the alkalized water, this process doesn't strip any of the alkaline minerals, because alkaline minerals are that the charge in those alkaline minerals ends up staying in the drinking water that we create. And also then those antioxidants. But the antioxidants fade very quickly. So that's the reason why Sarah's talking about coming each and every day to get the water, because the antioxidant benefit fades very quickly, depending on the type of vessel that you put the water into.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the darker the better, and glass is better. And we all know that already, that,
right,
you know,
do.
It's preferred glass is way better than any plastics. And so we recommend that, and always darker the better, so that those antioxidants won't get robbed by the light that's outside. So there's three things that are its enemy, and that's light, movement, and atmosphere. And so time. And so that's how it creates an antioxidant water. It's just breaking down the molecular structure. The wastewater, or the acidic, slightly acidic water, runs aside. We actually catch that for using for plants and our skin on the outside. We don't waste any water running it through our processor at home whatsoever. Now, my store, of course, we do about 15,000 gallons a month through that machine. So a lot of that will end up going down the drain, unless somebody wants it for their plants, so their skin, their hair, those sort of things.
Yeah. And at first, the first couple of weeks that we were using it, so I have known that I have wanted one of these machines for 5 years. And at one point, I actually had the money set aside and something came up and I didn't get to buy it. And so for 5 years, I've known, like, at some point I'm going to have one of these machines. I've also known that someday when we open our inpatient clinic, we would have this water there. And so I've, you know, it's just been these seeds, but I've never gotten to experience the full range of what the water can do. So for the first 2 weeks, we just did the drinking water. Which, and then we started using the other different levels of water to do different things that we'll talk about. But for me, so I was reinfected with Lyme in May of 2018 of this year. And I don't know if it was a tick or a spider, but I, about a week into it, started having extreme neuropathy. I had a bullseye rash. And so for the last 2 to 3 months here, neuropathy has been my primary symptom. And I was on antibiotics and handling it, but neuropathy has been my biggest issue. And my lead levels were really high when I went in and did my testing. And that has changed since I've been here in Woodland Park. So my doctor said, quit drinking the water and go back on bottled water. That is how I met Wade. And what has blown my mind, which is why it's on our calendar and we're now going 5 days a week, is about 12 hours into drinking the water, my neuropathy almost disappeared entirely.
Wow. That is so awesome. I mean, the body is an amazing tool. You know, when given the proper products or the proper nutrition, it can heal itself so well. It's incredible. So I love to hear those stories. I get to hear those kind of stories each and every day in my facility, because so many people, and guys, we water around 100 people a day. There are times, Sarah's talking about, there are times when, you know, she stands in line for 30 minutes to get water.
Yeah.
We allow 3 gallons at a time to the counter, and then if you want more than 3 gallons, you just have to get back in line. We'll give you as much as you'd like. But we have a lot of cancer people and other people that are coming through, so we try to keep the line moving at all times. But I love those kind of stories, and I hear that each and every day. I mean, I used to have an autistic young man. He was 18 years old. When he would come in, he would start drinking the water, and within 20 ounces, as soon as he broke that 20-ounce barrier fresh from the machine, his whole demeanor would change. He would go from being, ticked off, so to speak, you know, he just happened to be having a bad day, to he would start smiling, and I mean, everything would change. Even his tics would change. Wow. You know, I mean, his little glitches that he would do would just change. It was just absolutely incredible what happened with this young man.
Well, and I feel like I have learned, I have like enjoyed going into the water store because I, whoever is in line by me, I'm like, so how long have you been coming? And I'm like just interviewing people as I stand in line for 30 minutes. I'm like, how long have you been coming? Why is this valuable to you? And the stories that I have heard are remarkable. And some of these people are driving like an hour or an hour and a half to come, or they schedule their day around coming and picking up water. And so, you know, and we're going to talk about this next. There's always people on any topic, but especially in the alternative health realm, there's always people on both sides of the coin as far as like, yes, alkaline, drink alkaline water. No, don't, blah, blah, blah. And so that's just the reality. If you're going to find, if you're hoping that everyone in your life is going to agree and tell you to go for something, it's never going to happen. You're going to have to decide and stick with your gut. But what is amazing is if it impacts, if you feel better, it's valuable to people. And that's what I see happening.
And that's what we stand in. You know, so I'm on both sides of the fence too, because in my research, I'm like, I was learning, I'm like, alkaline water. Yeah, alkaline water can be a problem, I learned. And so when I started doing my research, I'm like, wow, now I understand why alkaline water can be a problem. If you're drinking that bottled alkaline water that they're rechemicaling, I mean, they're stripping the reverse, you know, doing reverse osmosis, then they're adding back chemicals or bicarbonates, multiple bicarbonates to create the alkalinity. Well, what I found was the body doesn't quite understand all those chemicals because they're not found in a natural state. So when you drink the water, if you're in an acute condition, your body is awesome. It utilizes what it needs or what it can, and then it starts storing the rest. So what I learned was drinking alkaline water can start causing inflammation issues. And it's because it's not found in a natural state. So what I love about what our machine does is it takes water in its natural state, actually unnatural because it's now picked up a bunch of chemicals and other things. It brings it back to a natural state. As a matter of fact, the machine that I use is from a company called Enagic. And like you were talking about Kangen water, Kangen means back to origin in a Japanese form. So what they do is take the water back to a state of origin or belief that it's back to origin. If you go to a glacial type of water, when you thaw that out, you'll find that it has antioxidants. It is slightly alkaline in nature. So this brings it back to that sort of state. What's awesome is because we're not adding anything to it. And listen, not all ionizers do this. A lot of ionizers use a remineralizer cartridge. And so they make alkaline water whether they're turned on or not. Well, ours does not. If it's not going through those plates and they're not electrified, it does not create an alkaline water or alkalized water. But in that process, breaking down that water, it actually gets into your body better. So I have one man who has what we call short gut syndrome. When I met him, he's had all of his intestines taken out except for 18 inches. That's all he has left of small intestine. Okay. A large intestine's gone. Everything's gone. He has Crohn's. He still has Crohn's. Crohn's, pancreatitis, rheumatoid arthritis, short gut syndrome, and that's that short. And when I met him, he was down to 137 pounds, and if they take one more inch of his intestines, he's going to go on a feeding tube for the rest of his life. This man was drinking a gallon to a gallon and a half of water every day, and he was going in to be hydrated in the hospital every 3 days because his body wasn't absorbing the water. Wow. His doctor, in fact, called him a liar, said, there's no way, Bob, you could be drinking a gallon and a half every day. Well, from the day one that he got on our water, he has not been back to the hospital to be hydrated. Now, it's not to say that he hasn't been hydrated at a hospital because of his Crohn's and pancreatitis flare-ups, which now are way minimal comparatively. When I met him, I mean, about 3 weeks of every 6 weeks, he was in the hospital. And now he's I mean, if he spends 3 weeks in hospital a year, that I'd be surprised.
Wow. Yeah, and I've seen it. I've been meeting all these people who have been dealing with these really serious issues, and it's just helping them immensely.
Excellent. And then part of that same argument, people go, now, wait a minute, your stomach is supposed to be acid.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's I started doing my research. I'm like, hey, you're right. When you eat food, then your body puts in hydrochloric acid, right? So that's to break down food, kill bacteria, kill germs, and allow food to break down. But after the stomach, it goes into the duodenum, where it increases the pH up to at least 8.1. If it doesn't do 8.1, then it burns the villi in the intestinal tract. So what's excellent, what's awesome about water, the body understands water. When water is consumed without food, then it can clear the stomach and get right into the intestinal tract. But when you have food, then, or as soon as you add lemon, as soon as you add anything to water that represents food in your body, then your body stops that in the stomach. It adds the hydrochloric acid, treats it like food. 20 minutes later, it does basically a dump, or it allows it to pass. So water is best consumed on an empty stomach. See, a stomach doesn't sit there with acid like the commercials show, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise it would eat right through our stomach. I mean, our stomach is so uniquely designed. It's so awesome. But, you know, those first couple layers are just there to protect. The mucus and everything is just there during food processing. And then it goes back. And so it's very minimal acid. Most acid reflux actually is a lack of production of acid, as hopefully many of you know, as you're digging in, if you experience any kind of acid reflux issues or anything, you'll find that it's a lack of production. And so you're lacking water and salt. Water and salt are vital to life, period.
Hi guys, I want to let you know about a book I wrote called Little Bite, Big Trouble, and I'm going to read a review that recently came in. This is from Carolyn, and she says, "Thank you so much for writing your book. It has become the means by which I have explained Lyme to my 4-year-olds. They ask for it to be read as a bedtime story over and over again, and love that the mama birdie does yoga and juicing like their mommy. I can't thank you enough for writing this book. It has helped my family so much." You can find it today at Amazon.com, Little Bite, Big Trouble. Decades, Invita Medical Center has been leading the way with the latest in personalized treatment options designed for patients dealing with Lyme disease complex. At Invita Medical Center, they offer a team-style approach and the latest technology regarding treatment and testing at an unmatched, radical love and care environment for their patients. Call to speak to one of the patient care coordinators today to learn why hundreds of patients choose Invita Medical Center each year. You can find them online at Invita.com. So let's just talk about some of the cognitive stuff. And so for me, I had been drinking the Kangen water it was about 2 weeks straight where I had not run out. And then we didn't go in on a Saturday and they were closed on Sunday. And so it ended up being about 48 hours where I didn't have the water. And by Sunday night, all four of my limbs had like a level 5 amount of neuropathy where it's constant. It's extremely uncomfortable. I'm having to take medication to counteract it. And by Monday night, so we went and got water Monday afternoon, and then by Monday night, I no longer was dealing with neuropathy. And that was like a huge, like, oh man, there's actually more happening here than I thought. Like, in the sense of it's actually preventing me from experiencing this specific symptom right now in my life. And anything that stops symptoms, golly, it's just those, you know, we call those game changers. And I've come across a few of them, but you were, so for me, initially it was the neuropathy. About a month into drinking the water, I told Aaron, I said, I feel a little bit sassier.
And I love that.
And what I mean is I still struggle with cognitive issues. I still struggle with energy issues. And so for me, I'm naturally a very social person, but I run out of energy and words to socialize. And so because of that, I am still not my true self. Like my personality and stuff, I'm still getting back slowly. And I have a lot of it back. But it was about 2 weeks into it that I told Aaron, I said, I feel witty. I've been like teasing him and stuff in ways that I didn't cognitively have the ability to do.
That is so awesome. I love that. You know, again, stories all the time. Now, I'm sure you guys talk about supplements and different things. You know, when a really good supplement, you know, when you really know a good supplement, it's when you quit taking it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's because at the start, it starts working with your body, not on your body, but with your body in the areas that the body needs, because the body knows. But when you quit taking it is when you notice what was happening. Yes. Because it's a slower and subtle change. Even though you've felt very rapid changes in your neuropathy and other things, it's when you stop taking a supplement or any like water that your body goes, hello, what's happening here? And so I love that. You know, my father-in-law.
Tell us that story. That's where I was going.
it's pretty incredible. So my father-in-law, okay. So I talked about how the machine does the processing and then it creates that antioxidant. Well, the way to measure those antioxidants is I use an ORP meter, which is an oxidation reduction potential meter. A lot of people who have aquariums and such, you know exactly what I'm talking about because they test the charge in the water. So water can have a positive or negative charge. A positive charge can turn microbes on in our body. When our body turns positive, it can turn microbes on that actually start taking us back to the earth, starts breaking our body down. And many, many bottled waters and tap waters are very positively charged. So in the process of creating this water and getting those antioxidants, the way that I can measure those antioxidants is through a negative charge. So when I can measure the water, it has a negative charge. So meaning it is full of electrons. That's the electricity that flows. Yeah. So for my father-in-law, who was diagnosed with dementia 9 years ago now, and this is an amazing story with him. He, one day he came to our house and I give him water. Of course, if you come to my house, that's all you get. Okay. You're going to get water. And I want to make sure you drink plenty. We live at 9,000 feet.
Yeah.
So dehydration is a big thing with high altitude sickness. So we always make sure that we, you know, let any friends, anybody visiting, you always need to drink lots of water. You need to get your oxygen flow up. You need to get everything moving properly. And so he comes and couple glasses in, and I'm like, hey, he's sitting there talking with my son about his current job. And I told mom, I said, man, he's doing really good today. And she's like, well, he wasn't a little while ago. And I'm like, well, he's doing good now. And I didn't put anything together. And he's coming up from about 5,000 feet. So he's raising up about 4,000 feet to come. So I know it's not, you know, lack of oxygen.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I mean, it doesn't make sense, right? So a couple weeks later, same thing. He comes up again. I give him a couple glasses of water. He'd really prefer a beer, but I'm like, you're drinking water. And when I do, pretty soon there he is talking with my son again about current events. And I'm like, man, mom, he's really doing well. And she gets mad. And she's mad because they're in their mid-70s. They have plenty of money. She's healthy. I mean, she runs a couple miles a day. I mean, they're doing wonderful. She's doing wonderful physically. And he's not too bad either. And she's very frustrated because he doesn't remember anything and, you know, loses track of things. And I said, Mom, I think the water is doing it. She's like, everything's the water with you. And guys, if you know me, everything is the water with me. Okay. And so I said, okay, Mom, well, I'm going to bring you down a machine. So we take her down a machine and we put it at her house and she doesn't hardly make him drink. And pretty soon, you know, a couple weeks, a few weeks. And I took her my machine from my home and I was hauling water home from my store. And I called and said, look, Mom, you need to just buy a machine. Well, I don't think it's doing anything. I said, okay, well, I'm going to come get it. They were going on a 2-week cruise. I said, well, we're going to come down and check on the house. I'll uninstall it from your house because I had put a separate faucet for her and everything so that they wouldn't run hot water through it. During that time, I told my wife, me and my wife talked. I said, you know what, I'm noticing a difference in Mom too. So we had decided we were actually going to buy her a machine, but we didn't tell her that. So they went on the cruise and she calls me through the cruise and they're doing a lighthouse cruise, East Coast, beautiful September time. Mm-hmm. She calls and goes, Wade, he doesn't even know we're on a cruise. She was crying. She was just, you know, distraught that, and she said, so maybe that water's doing something. I knew. So they get home from their cruise and they get home on a Wednesday night. She calls me usually Thursday mornings, prayer coverage for her group and that stuff, some of the stuff they do. And we always just talk on Thursday mornings. And she calls me and says, Wade, you're never going to believe it. I said, what, Mom? And she's crying. I'm thinking Dad had a heart attack. She's crying so hard she can't even hardly talk. And I said, what's going on? And she said, I did exactly what you told me to do this morning. She said, I made him drink 2 big glasses of water before he could have any coffee or anything. And after the 2 glasses of water, while they were waiting for the coffee, okay, so that 15 to 20 minute span, he reached over and he took her hand and he asked her how she liked her vacation and he named every place they went.
Wow.
So I don't know about you, okay, but guys, when Mom told me that, I started crying. I mean, I was bawling like a little baby. I'm like, if that was the only thing that machine ever did in its whole life, I would pay double for what I paid for my machine.
Right.
Because of what it did. Well, what blew me away was, so those antioxidants, that electric power allowed him to route around a blockage that he had going on and access what was really truly going in. So 9 years later, he still drives. Okay. He still goes to town. He gets a little confused now and then, but Mom packs 2 quarts of water into his truck if he leaves. And we try not to let him leave too much because there is going to be a day when it's just not going to be good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we always make sure he gets 2 fresh quarts of water. And if he does get confused, he's really good about calling her. And they've been in that house for 50 years. Okay, so, I mean, nothing's changed for him. So he can remember back as far as he can remember, and nothing's changed. The home phone number, everything's still the same for 50 years. So, in fact, they just had their 58th anniversary the other day. And they've been there, you know. So if he gets confused at all, he calls her, and she tells him, Gene, get your quart of water out and drink it. And they sit and talk for the 10 minutes, and everything's back. It comes back to him and he can get, you know, go on to do whatever it is he's doing.
Yeah, that's remarkable.
Yes, incredible.
And it's helped your mom.
Yeah. And Mom, who's taking care of him, I mean, we see that's, and actually that's the daily notice, that because I talk to her every week, my wife talks to her every day, because it's her mother, you know, it's my mother-in-law. But we notice the difference in her through drinking the water. She just like you said, Sarah, she feels more spry. She sounds more on it. She just, I mean, her clarity is just incredible to me.
Gosh. Yeah. That's so huge. And the thing that still astounds me about alternative treatments and different therapies is if a supplement, if a product, if whatever it is really working for you, it works on multiple levels. right? And this is what I feel like I have seen with the water, is it's not just that it's helping specifically me, my neuropathy, but I'm feeling it on different levels. And I felt that way about the Gerson therapy when I implemented it. Like, I could feel it in my body that it wasn't just improving my pain levels. It was also improving my cognitive ability, and it was also doing all these other things. And I felt that about colonics and coffee enemas. It was a game changer for me, and we're experiencing that with the water. So let's get into some of those other aspects of what the different water can do. So we've been on our own health journey for at least 10 years, as far as like trying different diets and alternatives. And, you know, we've been on every diet that existed, and we've gone gluten-free for years and years. And so my kids are totally used to me coming home and being like, hey, we're doing paleo, or hey, we're implementing keto, like no more dessert on Monday through Friday. And so they're like, okay, whatever, mom, like, okay, this is another health thing. Well, they totally were doing that to me with the water, and now they are all on board. Like, my son goes, can you buy me? I have this huge half-gallon water jug that I carry around, and all my kids are now carrying water bottles around because they just like it.
It's so funny. Kids, you know, and animals, kids and animals, but kids are, you know, they don't pull any punches, you know, they don't know to pull punches, right? I mean, that's what's awesome about children, is that their innocence keeps them on track. And so it's kids that drive parents into our store more than anything else, almost. Huh. Because the kids are like, where is the water? We don't like drinking the tap water. We don't, you know, they can't stand the taste. But what happens, they like it so much better. I mean, they literally start drinking water, period. And I know people, I met people that didn't drink a cup a day of water, who now are drinking a gallon a day.
Wow.
But it's so funny that it's the kids who get the parents to come half the time. Because if you're fairly healthy, you may not notice as much, until, of course, you go to the dentist or you go to the doctor and he goes, what are you doing? You know, one of the things that happened with me was my cholesterol dropped over 50 points in the first 5 weeks.
Wow.
And I did not change my diet. And let me tell you guys, I was not eating good at all. I mean it, you know, and I didn't for 5 years. I mean, I argued with my doctor. I'm like, doc, you're the one looking at my numbers. Okay. Everything is in line. He goes, yeah, but you need to lose weight. I was up over 250 pounds. And so until last fall, actually, I got with a doctor and got on a diet. I lost over 55 pounds. My wife lost over 60 pounds. But, you know, the first part of the diet is like, okay, wait, do you know anything about alkaline water? I'm like, yeah, that's what I do. He goes, excellent. She says, excellent. That's where we start. And now she actually sends her clients to us to get them started on water.
As part of their protocol.
And so same for us. So I was like, okay, well, that's the easiest part. And then we, you know, honestly, I just needed to take a look at what I was eating, how much I was eating. And so it was not a really tough thing for me to lose that 55. I'm down to 200 pounds. I want to get down. I just told Gina, let's get serious again. And I want to get down about 10 more so that I settle in around 195. I feel way better, but I felt really good at 250. But I knew it wasn't healthy. And how am I representing a health product when I'm looking unhealthy? Well, the big thing was my numbers. You know, I really would argue with my doctor. I'm like, well, what can – he goes, other than you weigh too much, Wade, I can't argue with you about anything else because everything's clear. Same with my wife. She said, you know, our doctor was our pretty good friend. She actually worked at the clinic with – Gina worked with a doctor at the clinic for a while a few years ago. And she said, look, you guys are the two happiest fat people I know.
Oh, no.
Because she was a friend. I mean, you know what I mean? She could come to the house and she could say, you guys are too fat. you're too heavy. You know, so she's like, you're the two healthiest little fat people I know.
Oh, gosh. So let's talk about what it does for produce, because this is blowing our minds. And I mean it. It is blowing our minds. And so, like, everyone who does, like, ketogenic and anti-inflammatory diets, right? It's no sugar, but it's, you know, sometimes you're allowed berries and blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, different things. So your produce is important because it's your sugar.
Absolutely.
But we we're about 40 minutes from a Costco. And so we go down and get our blueberries and our strawberries and stuff for the week. But everything, especially strawberries, last 2, maybe 3 days, and then they're rotting and molding. So what we started to do based on Wade's experience is we started to wash our fruits and vegetables. So there's different levels of alkalinity. The machine changes the alkalinity. So there's the drinking water, which we're drinking at like 9.5 alkalinity. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, you are.
Okay. 9.5. But then to actually, like, wash fruits and vegetables, we use the 11.5 water.
Correct.
Okay.
So through the electrolysis process, we can apply either more electricity or less electricity. And water has a potential of 14. So when you create a water, if I create a 7.0 water, that will come out the top hose or the ionized side of the machine. And then 7.0 will come out the bottom hose. So it has that potential of 14. So when I'm making different waters, I create like 9.5 drinking water, then the other hose comes out 4.5, and these are close, just 4.5 in acidic, and that's great for skin, hair, scalp, cleaning windows, polishing glass, those sort of things. It's incredible for plants and such. But when I create, what our machine does, actually it has certifications for a water that it creates, which is 2.5 acidity. It is very equivalent to hydrochloric acid, but it is non-corrosive, okay? It is a water-based. So it is, in fact, I've seen it down as low as 1.8. So it kills all germs and bacteria, and I'm talking all, guys, within just seconds. So 30 seconds kills E. coli, MRSA, staph, Ebola, virus, AIDS virus. It's incredible what it does. So we'll talk about the acid one first, then we'll go to the alkaline one. So because the machine, when you push the button on the machine, it creates that acid water, I use that for brushing my teeth. I had a periodontal disease that the dentist said, you know, will never come back. You have to come in and get your deep scaling, and we just hope that we won't have any more loss. Wade, we'll just pull your teeth and put in some implants or whatever needs to be done. Well, I started brushing my teeth every day with the 2.5 acidic water and then going back to alkaline, okay, because anything below, I believe it is 5.5, will start eating the enamel on your teeth, by the way. Aquafina, Dasani. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Anyways, bottled waters. I don't want to pick on anyone, buddy. Okay, but a lot of bottled waters are much more acidic than that.
Yeah.
And they don't talk about that eating the enamel on your teeth and such. But so I started brushing my teeth with the 2.5 and then re-alkalizing my mouth afterwards. And my periodontal disease, those pockets are now coming back. And the dentist is like, "What are you doing?" Well, I'm using a product that is so positively charged. Remember, I was talking about negative charge and positive charge.
Right.
It is positive 1,000 millivolts plus. In other words, it has a very high proton count. So it actually extracts electrons from whatever it meets. So it will kill good and bad, but it actually can get into bacteria without touching it. Through the electric charge, it can reach down into those pockets, and it kills the bacteria, which stops the growth. And so my teeth are getting much better and also whiter. And And so those pockets are getting better. It can also be used on open wound care. I've seen people, and you probably saw a couple pictures. Maybe, I don't remember if you've been to a full demonstration.
I have.
So you saw some pictures of people with the diabetic wounds, with MRSA, you know, with different staph infections, toenail fungus, things like that. That 2.5 water will kill the germ or bacteria that is there. So it is wonderful for open wound. And actually, you know, it's not recommended to drink it, but many of us do. If you get food poisoning, you could drink a few ounces and it'll kill off the food poisoning. So it's just a couple of few hours, you're feeling better. And many, many people notice that too. And then we got to get our gut back straight again. So, you know, probiotics and such. So on the other end of that scale, when I make 2.5 and that water, remember, has a potential of 14, it makes an 11.5 high alkaline water. That high alkaline water is so high, it actually breaks down oil. It'll break down oil-based pesticides and such on fruits. And so when we bring home our fruit now, like you said, strawberries, I can take strawberries, put them in a bowl, and I take the 11.5 water, put it on there, and it breaks down the pesticide and germicide, and actually the ripening agents that they spray on those strawberries, because they pick them green and then they spray a ripening agent on them. And so when they get to the store, they ripen. But the problem is they continue to ripen. So yeah. Strawberries are, you know, strawberries are one of the worst. I used to get
they
so
are.
Mad. Yeah, I would go to the store, pick up a container of strawberries, look at them, and before I get home, there was mold.
Yeah, I know. You're like, no.
I'm like, dang it, I looked at these. And my wife's like, yeah, okay. I'm like, I did. I looked at these, you know. And it was maybe 2 or 3 hours before I got home, so now it started getting warmer. Well, so that 11.5 will literally break down the pesticide, germicide, and ripening agents that are sprayed onto those different fruits and vegetables. So it's funny, if you watch the strawberries, and Sarah, I know you can attest to this,
yeah.
is you start soaking them and you even watch their leaves stand up. They start to grow again. But when you strip that off, our strawberries actually dry out instead of mold out.
Yes.
So I'll have strawberries around for the whole week.
I know. It's blowing our minds because you know, the water has done so much for me, but then based on what it's doing for our produce, because all of us in this chronic illness community, or if you haven't figured it out that you have to eat good foods and diet is a key part to your recovery for this infection, mm-hmm. we spend a lot of money on organic produce. A lot of people do. And a lot of that produce rots. If you're not 100% intentional every day, you will lose your produce. And mm-hmm. when we, you know, strawberries, you get maybe two, maybe a third day out of it. But we would just lose it. It is incredible because we come home, we soak it for about 20 minutes. And he's right. Like, you see the leaves on the top of the strawberries start to stand up. And so, like, our bowl of strawberries looked like it was about to, like, do a photo shoot or something. Like, it was like, oh, and my kids are like, oh my gosh, these are incredible. I'm like, I know, I don't even understand it. But even like our spinach and our lettuce and stuff, we are washing all of that. And we're more than doubling. We figured out it's either between 2 and 3 times the length that we normally get on all of our produce.
My daughter sent me pictures of romaine lettuce that she had for 5 weeks, and it was still green and crisp. And she's the only one that eats the romaine lettuce in her house, so her children doesn't and her husband doesn't. And so she's like, Dad, I soaked these and rinsed them, dried them out 5 weeks ago. It's still green and crisp.
Well, I mean, and it revitalizes too.
Yes.
So we had strawberries that were hitting their like 8th day at the bottom of the strawberry bowl, right? And they were starting to get a little sad looking, and we put them back in and it perked them back up. We were like, oh my gosh.
I've seen my wife, you know, cherries. Man, we love cherries. Of course, when cherries are in season, she loves cherries, and so it's probably one of her all time favorites. And I've seen her cherries get, you know, 4 or 5 days, 6 days old. You know, they start getting wrinkly. You know, she'll put them back into the 9.5 water, and they will plump back up. It literally penetrates that fruit and fills it right back up. In fact, I've seen them split.
Huh.
It's pretty incredible. So that's something new you'll get to experience. My grandbabies will not eat grapes if they have not been cleaned in 11.5. They just look at me and hold the grape up and go, and they call me Papa. They go, Papa, what is wrong with these grapes? Now I have a group of six, and so three of them are 6 years old, 7 years old, six and seven, just going into the seven stage, and the other three are 3 year olds.
Okay.
And they all notice it, each and every one of them. I mean, if I don't wash grapes, that's one of their favorite, you know, of kids, you know that. And they are like, what is wrong with these grapes? Or I'll tell you what, we soak an apple. My wife does this a lot. She has one of those apple cutters that, boom, you know, lays out like 10 pieces. It cores it and lays out like 10 pieces.
Yeah.
We soak apples in 11.5, and she soaks them quite a while, 30 minutes or something. Just kind of throws them in a bowl and walks away and then comes back. When she cuts them, those apple slices will lay on the counter, and they will not oxidize. They won't turn brown.
Yeah. I know,
they are
which is
full of life for hours.
Especially huge with organic products, because sometimes organic literally browns before you can put it on the plate.
Right.
And yeah, we've experienced the same thing.
So we've done the same thing with avocados. You know, I can cut them and they don't brown. It's just it's incredible some of the different things that we've done. We cook with it. You haven't experienced much of that, I don't think, yet, but tenderizes meat. One of the waters that the machine, that 11.5 actually will extract the fat.
Oh my gosh. It blew our mind. So we had old pork chops that had been in the freezer for a long time, and I had taken them out, and then we didn't cook them right away. We didn't throw them on the grill. And so it ended up being like 3 days, and I was like, I don't know. But you had been talking about it, and so I was like, okay, what do we have to lose? Like, I knew these pork chops were going to be rough because they were already old and I didn't cook them right away. So we soaked it because we figured, what do we have to lose? They were no joke. Some of the most tender pork chops we have ever done. We actually have steaks downstairs that are soaking because we're like, oh my gosh, this can turn all our old meat into something that's actually yummy.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, you cook a stew or a soup, you don't use broth anymore. Okay, you use 11.5. It will extract those nutrients and flavor right out of what you're cooking, and you don't have to add anything. You can utilize just the waters. It changes everything. And if people are sprouting, I'll tell you, that 11.5 will make sprouting happen in 2 to 3 hours instead of 18 to 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah, so you haven't got to play with that yet either, probably.
No, because I have tried sprouting. I mean, I'm not good at it because I have a lot of other things going on, but I have tried sprouting at least a dozen times, and all but one time, it molded. Like, I'm not doing something right. That's interesting.
So we're going to change the way that happens. I'll tell you, we clean rice. I didn't even know that rice and all these other things were so dirty. Once you start cleaning and utilizing these, and guys, I know, I get laughing at myself. I sound like a snake oil salesman at a carnival. But I'm telling you, I watch these things day in, day out. I watch people experiment and try and do. This has been one of the most life-changing things that I've ever done in my whole history. I used to have arthritis extremely bad. I broke my neck in 1982. I was a professional motocross rider. I broke my back in 2009 on jet skis. We play hard, and I had crushed L2 and 5 fractures. Arthritis pain, inflammation was I don't know if you've heard of L-arginine, but I used to take pharmaceutical grade L-arginine from Japan, to the tune of about $600 a month. all of this water changed everything that I do in my life. It's washed out all of my inflammational pain, my arthritic pains. It's just amazing to me. So that's the reason why I opened up that store and started sharing with people. And I let people experience the water because it's an investment. It's, you know, this machine is an investment in your life. We call it health assurance instead of health insurance.
I like that. Health assurance.
That's right.
Yeah, it really does just make a difference. And, you know, it's interesting because I've been talking to people about Kangen water for 5 years now, right. And or Kangen, because I've known I've wanted one. And in Rio Rancho, actually, the water store that we got our bottled water from, they had a machine and you could get a gallon at a time. And so I had done that for a number of years, but it wasn't enough to experience the full benefits. Like, mm-hmm. I thought I knew what I was getting, and I just didn't. Like, I didn't understand the whole, I didn't understand it because I hadn't experienced it. And now that we have experienced, so we've gone through different layers and using it for different things. So let's talk about if people do not understand it on this journey, there's so much to learn. And unfortunately, some of what you learn is that no one is looking out for your best interest. And the water that you drink is full of chemicals that hurt people with a weakened immune system. Mm-hmm. And a healthy body can probably handle it. But we have in America, if you are not at this point where you realize the foods we're eating, the water we're drinking, no one is looking out for you. You have got to look out for yourself. Our government is not looking out for you. They are on a broader sense, but you have to be aware of what's going on. And water is one of those issues. There's a great documentary called Tapped on Netflix. Mm-hmm. If you are not aware of what's going on with water and how important it is, that's a great place to start, don't you think?
Absolutely. I take clips out of Tapped all the time just to help educate people. And, there was just some articles that came out just a few weeks ago about how many plastics are in bottled water now. And I cracked up because it's the World Health Organization has launched a study to see if plastic consumed in our body is bad. I'm like, what? What? It's because they're trying to de-accelerate what happened. But they did tons of testing, and I forget what it was, 397 particles per average per bottled water.
Wow.
I was blown away. And you can look that up. You know, that's another one. Google, you know, plastics in bottled water. And I'm like, and the World Health Organization is going to launch a study to see if plastic in our body's bad. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, we already know it's bad. Save your money.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's right. Stop spending my money, okay, to tell me what I already know. But yeah, it's pretty incredible. You know what? Just guys, if you're not looking out for yourself, no one is. And so I'm so glad that we're able to, you know, talk today and hopefully present you with some information that will be valuable to you and your family for many years to come. I just think that, you know, I mean, water, as we know, is, like I said, 70% of your body. Nothing functions without water. Nothing. There is no function in the body that doesn't happen without water. So, you know, for me, water was one of the easiest things for me to change. And then I started working on the other things that I should change and need to change.
Well, and that's what it is. It's a journey, right?
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Wade, thank you so much for being here with us today. Let's go over how people can contact you and then some basic pricing of where your machines start at.
Okay. So there's a couple of different ways you can get a hold of me. The best is probably to text me, honestly. My telephone number is 719-332-0653. when you text me, don't be alarmed if I don't get back to you right away. Sometimes I'm able to, but in that store that we run, we run such a volume. And I also do a phone call every morning with 200 people all over the United States. So text me, but tell me who you are and where you're from, so that I know who it is. And then also I have myfreewater.com is one of my websites. It's so myfreewater.com. You can go there, fill out a little information sheet. I'll send you out an ebook, a couple of things that are automatic. So those are a couple of the best ways to get a hold of me. Our machines range from $2,000. Now, I'm not allowed to sell the big boys, but they go all the way to 800,000, which is a hospital type unit. Right. But in our home units start at $2,000 and go up to the mid 6,500 range. But honestly, our middle range, which is about is right at a $4,000 machine, is the best machine that we carry. I have been using that machine for 7 years. It has over 800,000 gallons of use, which an average household using, 3,000 gallons a year, I got, 300 years of use on this machine. So I can look you in the eye and tell you, Miss Sarah, this machine will last you the rest of your life. In fact, you'll be able to pass this on to your children. Wow. By the way, I use it.
Awesome. It's the mid-range, the $4,000 machine that does all the different levels of water.
It creates the highest antioxidant for the least amount of money and creates all the waters that we've talked about today. In fact, everything we've talked about today is produced by that one machine.
Wow. Awesome. Wade, thank you so much for being here with us today. And I know that this is just a first appearance and we'll have you back for many more updates.
Well, the pleasure, Sarah, is mine. I mean, getting to meet you and Aaron, as I've said, is truly my pleasure. I thank each and every one of you guys for listening in today, and hopefully we've made some changes that can help you further your journey into health.
Wishing your doctors could communicate and come up with a cohesive plan specific to your medical needs and genetics? At Invita Medical Center, they offer a team-style approach, giving you the opportunity to heal. In addition to a commitment of providing radical love and care for their patients, they are strategically located in sunny Arizona because Arizona offers the best integrative medical laws in the country. Call today to speak with one of their patient care coordinators. You can find them online at Invita.com.
Lyme Voice thanks Invita Medical for the continued support. Please reach them at 1-866-830-4576.
Disease is contrary to life. Therefore, wherever disease exists, life must also fight to exist.
Good job fighting, Lyme Fighters. Keep it up. We'll see you next time.
Lyme Voice contains general information about medical conditions and treatments. The information is not advice and should not be treated as such. Okay, Lincoln?
Okay.
The medical information on Lyme Voice is provided as is without any representations, warranties, expressed or implied. Okay?
Okay.
Lyme Voice makes no representations or warranties in relation to the medical information on this podcast. You must not rely on the information on this podcast as an alternative to medical advice from your doctor or other professional health care provider. If you have any specific questions about your medical matter, you should consult your doctor or other professional health care provider. And for you consult your parents, okay?
Okay.
If you think you may be suffering from any medical condition, you should seek immediate medical attention. You should never delay seeking medical advice, disregard medical advice, or discontinue medical treatment because of information on this podcast. Got it, Lincoln?
Got it.